This is Ryan D. You, my friends, are indeed tuned into 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world on WMFO.org. It is so good to be here with you for another brand spanking new Music Savage show. It's my favorite time of the week, being right here with all of you, playing you all some fine, fine music. Let's talk about the show, shall we? Gonna kick it off supercharged. You'll see what I mean in a moment. Gonna play you a three-song set, a folktale of love and loss and tragedy as only can be done by the Decemberists. We're going to shine the record label spotlight today on Domino Records. Give you a set of bands, musicians that are on tour and stopping in the Boston area. It's New Music Week. And of course, I'm going to end it with some hot takes. Thanks for being out there wherever you are, wherever you are listening, and whenever you are listening. It means the world to me. You love music as much as I do. Tell your friends, call your parents, gather on the speakers, turn them way up, grab your beverage of choice. Let's have some fun for a few hours. Music Savage Show with me. Well, it starts right now.
We'll be right back. right foot, followed by your left foot, will guide you home before your curfew and into your bed. Standing on our tiptoes, peering through open windows, I swear I heard my name. Sitting with the lights off, waiting for my brain to storm, trying to work things out. It's thunder and it's lightning and it's all things too frightening. I could barely see outside. Black and blue, we struck twice as nothing new. Your body was black and blue, we struck twice as nothing new. Your body was black and blue, your body was black and blue. Your body was black and blue, your body was black and blue. Your body.
Cafe by the cracker factory, you were practicing a magic trick, and my thoughts got rude as you talked and chewed on the last of your pick and mix. works. Said you're mistaken if you're thinking that I am being cold before. As you bit into your strawberry lace and offered me your attention in the form of a gobstopper. It's all you had left and it was going to waste. Your pastimes consisted of the strange, the twisted and deranged, and I loved that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you like to aggravate the ice cream man on rainy afternoons. The next time that I caught my own reflection, it was on its way to meet you, thinking of excuses to postpone. You never looked like yourself from the side, but your profile could not hide the fact you knew I was approaching your throne. With folded arms you occupied the bench like toothache, stood and puffed your chest out like you'd never lost a war. And though I tried so not to suffer the indignity of reaction, there was no cracks to grasp or gaps to claw. And your pastimes consisted of the strange, the twisted and deranged, and I ate that little game you had called crying lightning, and how you like to aggravate the icky man on rainy afternoons. Uninviting, but not half as impossible as everyone assumes you are crying lightning. Oh, you were reading a book about some idiot and telling me about another. I was so severely underwhelmed, I thought I might never recover. Straighten the rudder, girl, and sail me upstairs, and go and find somebody who cares. Well, we might not be the perfect partners, but tonight we make a pair. Your pastimes consisted of the strange, the twisted and deranged, and I ate that little game you had called crying lightning, crying lightning, oh, crying lightning, crying lightning. Your pastimes consisted of the strange, the twisted and deranged, and I ate that little game you had called
It's my desire. It's my desire. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch, or when we kiss. Danger, danger. It's high voltage. When we touch, when we kiss, when we touch. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch, or when we kiss. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch, when we kiss, when we touch, when we kiss. Lover.
That's the Electric Six right there, ending that supercharged set of music with the one and only Jack White on vocals as well in the background. Electric Six, Danger, High Voltage. Excellent song is off the Detroit band's debut. It's the debut single released back in 2002 from them. It will soon appear on their 2003 debut album, just a few months after that single released. Debut album is called Fire. Electric Six. Mitski up out of that. Heat Lightning, third single off her sixth studio album. Lauren Hell, was released back on February 4th via Dead Oceans. Arctic Monkeys doing Crying Lightning, first single released off their third album, Humbug. Was back in August of 2009. We Were Promised Jetpacks up out of that. One of my favorite songs ever. It's Thunder and It's Lightning, third single off the Scottish band's amazing debut album, 2009's These Four Walls. Their long-delayed North American tour kicks off in our area April 12th at the Sinclair in Cambridge. And kicking off the set as well as the show with Arcade Fire, The Lightning, Part 1 and 2. Lead-off single, or singles. Off the Montreal band's upcoming sixth studio album, We, out May 6th on Columbia Records. I'm already having a blast. Hope you are as well, and you are enjoying your day so far. Let's get back into it. Recently, I learned of watching CBS Sunday Morning, because I'm a nerd like that. Learned about the Sandhill Crane Migration, where over a million cranes converge on the Platte River Valley in Nebraska every March. Before continuing north to their nesting grounds. And apparently it's one of the biggest migrations of these birds ever. And people flock, see what I did there, and to this area to watch and to record them. And I looked into more of it after watching that and was fascinated by how many cranes there were. And then I decided that I was going to do a Decemberist set based on The Crane Wife, because I do love this album. And it was appropriate with what I had just learned. So here is The Crane Wife in three parts. Going to kick it off with Crane Wife 1 and 2 from The Decemberists right here on the Music Savage Show. And away we go.
It was a cold night and the snow lay around. I pulled my coat tight against the falling down, and the sun was all, and the sun was all down. And the sun was all, and the sun was all down. I am a poor man, I haven't wealth nor fame. I have my two hands and a house to my name. And the winter's so, and the winter's so long. And the winter's so, and the winter's so long. and all the stars were crashing round as I laid eyes on what I'd found. It was a white crane, it was a helpless thing upon a red stain with an arrow in swing, and it called and cried, and it called and cried so. Called and cried, and it called and cried so. And all the stars were crashing round as I laid eyes on what I found. We were mad. in our bedding was ready. We fell in. Sound the keening bell and see it's painted red. Soft as fontanelle, the feathers in the thread. When all I ever meant to do was to keep you. My crane wife, my crane wife. My crane wife. We were poorly, our fortunes fading early. And how I was greedy, I was vain, and I forced her to leave me on cold moon, enclosed room, down low. Sound the keening bell. See, it's painted red. Soft as fontanelle, the feathers in the thread. When all I ever meant to do is to keep you. My crane was my crane wife, my crane wife. There's a bend in the wind and it rakes at my heart. There is blood in the thread and it rakes at my heart. Oh, and under the boughs unbound. I'll clothe in a snowy shroud. She had no heart so hardened. All under the boughs unbound.
The Decemberists, a little set I thought of right after learning of the Sandhill Crane Migration taking place right now in March. Every March, again, over a million cranes arrive at the Platte River Valley in Nebraska. Stunning. Should type that into Google and learn a little bit more about that. So I learned that, and then I said I'm going to play some Decemberists. So you heard that Decemberists, the Crane Wife 1, 2, and 3, inspired by a Japanese folktale, the epic trilogy you just heard, off the band's fourth album, appropriately titled The Crane Wife. It was released back in October 2006. Their much-delayed tour is coming, and it's now called Arise from the Bunkers. And it kicks off August 3rd in Montana. It hits Boston August 21st with a stop at our brand new facility, Roadrunner. It's a great venue. I had the pleasure of checking it out last Friday, going to see Krungbin at Roadrunner for opening weekend. And that place is amazing. It's one of the best venues I've been in a long time. If you're in the area, I do suggest you check it out. And if you don't own this Decemberists album, I do suggest you pick it up as well. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's get back into the music. Oh, I wanted to tell you a little bit about our donation drive here. We use the money that we pick up during these donation drives to help keep the station running. All of the station is shiny and amazing and awesome, and it takes a little bit of bucks to keep it all running smoothly. So if you like what you hear and what we're doing here at 91.5 FM WMFO, you can consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Support your local radio. Thank you so much. All right. Let's shine the spotlight, the record label spotlight, on Domino Records. You know, I love to pick out an independent label and provide to you some of the musicians and bands on said label. And as I just said, we're going to focus on Domino today, and I'm going to kick it off with brand new music from a wonderful band called Super Organism. It's been a minute since we've had music from them. Their new album is coming out July 15th. It's called Worldwide Pop, and this is the latest, well, the first single from Super Organism, highlighting Domino Records set Music Savage Show.
Teenager, certain times of day, I can hear the lights ringing. So I soak in it overnight. Are you worth your weight or just visiting?
forget the best bits.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.